Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What day is it today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Everyone knows what happens at Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and that's Spike and 50. Spike joining us. What's up, Spike?
Don't you dare. And also, I've just been on hold for like, I got a checklist here. I've been on hold for 3 minutes. You're coming back from break late. That's the first thing. You're back at like 03. The second thing is you didn't wait long enough after the song came back on to start talking. You got to let it roll a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know why you're filling in here if you don't know how to do any of this the right way.
That's a good point. I will say the reason why we're late is because Elliot wanted to take Derek's call because Derek had something mean to say to him on the board. So I was ready to rock to the break, but Elliot, of course, always screws everything up. And if anyone knows that, you should know that.
Dude, it's that I'll look at him and it'll be 52 after, and he knows that it's time for us to go. And he'll go, but can I just say one more thing?
Don't you hate those people?
That one more thing is always something I want to strangle him over, too.
Okay.
So, yes, okay. I get it. Okay. I understand.
All right. Well, one, I appreciate you doing this on your day off. I did feel bad asking you. But I also know that there's nothing more you would like to talk about on your day off than Jalen Hurts. So how do you think, maybe you haven't, listen, it's your day off, but I'm sure you saw a clip here or there. What's your first little take here on the big day?
Oh, on today? I haven't listened to 1 second.
Come on, Spike. It's a good program.
No. Absolutely not. I get 4 hours a day, 5 days a week of Jalen Hurts. On my day off, I'm not listening to you slobber all over
the guy. That's a shame.
For being the 13th best quarterback in the league this year. Congratulations.
That's a shame. Now, can
if I that's all it takes to, if that's all it takes to get an appreciation day, I'm going to send a note to all the other NFL cities.
You're disgusting.
They got to make sure if they have a top half of the league QB, they got to have a whole day for them.
You're disgusting. A few other questions. If you were still program director, would you let me do this show?
Yeah, I would encourage it.
Oh, okay.
Spike the program director and Spike the afternoon show host live in two different worlds. Spike the afternoon show host wants to strangle you for doing it. Spike the program director would be proud of you for it. So.
Awesome. All right, so I opened up the show and I said Jalen Hurts deserves just as much love as one Brian Dawkins does, and the fact that that's not even close pisses me off. Your instant reaction.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You said he deserves the same amount of praise as Brian Dawkins?
Yeah. I mean, he's the quarterback of a Super Bowl championship caliber team, and we just continue to be in the same position to win another one. Shouldn't that be on a pedestal here of Brian Dawkins?
Okay. So you have me caught a little bit here. Whoa, what are we doing over there? I'm sorry. I'm home. I got the noisiest house in America.
We're on the radio, Spike.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, you have me caught here a little bit. On one hand, I do think that Philadelphia in general, we praise guys like B-Doc and Iverson, who didn't actually win anything. No offense. And then criticize the guys who don't actually win anything now, while we put Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson on our Mount Rushmores. So on one hand, I think you might have a point. On the other hand, Brian Dawkins is a legend, was a leader of the best unit on that team, which was the defense, and has, and I think it's worth noting, even you know, after his playing days here, has remained an icon here. I don't know if Jalen Hurts will have any of those things. I don't know how Jalen Hurts' run here will end. I don't know. And I also don't think Jalen Hurts is as responsible for his team's success as Brian Dawkins was for his team's success. So my short answer would be no, he doesn't deserve the same kind of praise.
I figured it would go that way. Just a couple of other things to throw your way before we let you go. I just wanted you one to check in. To, you know, just everyone's waiting to see what Spike Eskin thought about this fine program. So that's number one. But real quick, have you ever worried that he clutches up in the playoffs and you have to sit through an NFC championship game where he puts up 40 points, a couple of throwing touchdowns and 300-yard efforts? Have you ever sat on the couch and realized that that's a big possible situation that plays out, Jim?
No, I don't worry about that at all. There's a big difference between me and Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack lives in fear of Jalen Hurts succeeding. That's what Jack doesn't want to have to come in the day after they win the NFC Championship game or they win the Super Bowl and hear people have to yell at him for Jalen Hurts succeeding or not succeeding. I don't feel that way. If they happen to win the Super Bowl and he plays great, then that's better for all of us. That makes me happy that he's great. Now, what I think he is capable of and what he ends up being capable of, those might not be the same thing. And I take no joy out of if they end up failing in the playoffs and it's his fault. I take no joy in it happening either. So just being completely straight with you,
mm-hmm.
I would be thrilled if they go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl again. I would be 100% thrilled. And if he is the reason they do it, maybe this time that'll happen, then I would be even more thrilled. And I would be happy for everybody the next day to say, told you so. 100% thrilled.
No, and that feels genuine. And it's interesting you bring that up because I'm almost that mindset with the Phillies. Like, I can't stand the Phillies. They piss me off. I don't believe in them. I don't think they can. But I don't want to sit there and hate my baseball team for 5-6 months. I have a feeling on what I think they can be. And I hope they kind of step past that and they bring us on a ride. But I want to be wrong. So I actually understand your thoughts on Jalen. But I guess the difference is, in my hypothetical with the Phillies, if they were to already win it, and I still feel this way, I would be shocked with myself. The fact that Jalen's already won it, and for you to still feel this way, I guess is where I'm a little conflicted on it.
But this is like, I can't.
Am I making you angry?
Understand.
Am I making you angry?
No, I can't understand that we all watch the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and there's some sort of disagreement as to what his role was. Like, he played good in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. He wasn't the primary reason they won either of those games. He didn't play good in the Rams game or the Green Bay game. I'm being 100% honest with you. I don't believe any opinion that I've had about Jalen Hurts so far has been wrong at all. Not even a little bit. It goes right the entire time. Now, the one thing I was wrong about is that the team was capable of winning the Super Bowl with him playing quarterback the way that he did. But he didn't play any different than I thought he was capable of. He didn't put the team on his back and win the Super Bowl. He didn't put the team on his back and win the NFC Championship game. He certainly didn't do it against Green Bay or the Rams. So I don't know what we're talking about.
That hurts.
Really
that hurts my soul. That's
I
your
really
assessment.
Don't.
That's
I
your
don't
assessment
know what
on
we're
the final two games.
Here.
That's insane. My last thing, and then we will move our separate ways, and I'll talk to the Jalen lovers on hold.
Yeah.
What would it take? Me and Elliot were talking about this. What would it take for you to get a Jalen Hurts tattoo? Anything? Would you do anything?
No chance.
No.
No.
What if he wins two straight Super Bowls after the one? So it would be three consecutive, last year, this year, and the following year. What would it take? No, nothing?
No, nothing. No.
Okay.
No.
It was worth a shot. Spike, we love you. This chair
you
is
too.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. I'm
very
comfortable, buddy.
Very
comfortable. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Sounds good.
All right,
Spike.
All right.
That was Spike Eskin. Checking it. Now, how did he watch the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl and not think Jalen played a huge role in that? A huge role! Super Bowl MVP! All right. Well, Spike's call-in was sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. We'll get to the people that love QB1 at 215-592-9494. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? That's the question that we are asking on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Let's go to Birdo. You're on WIP. What's up, Birdo?
Hey, Brody, what's up, man?
What's going on?
I was hoping Spike would stay on the line, man.
I felt bad bothering him on his day off, I'm not going to lie. But he's a great man.
I get it. He's a great man. But there's no way, absolutely no way, that he's an Eagles fan. Because no diehard Eagles fan who has waited their entire life, me personally, 41 years, waited their entire life to witness the era that we are currently in and witness this quarterback that we currently have. We waited our whole lives for this. Mm-hmm. And yet we're questioning him. He took us to two Super Bowls. He won us one. We're at the beginning, maybe in the middle. I don't know where we're at right now, but we're in the golden era of Eagles football. And we just can't sit back and appreciate what this man has done. And what he continues to do, like, it's just insane to me that we still have people with that mindset. It's insane to me. And I'll tell you what the root cause of it all is. The root cause is he's not the guy that they expected to be the savior. He replaced the guy that they expected to be the savior. The guy before Hurts was the guy that was supposed to lead us to the promised land year after year, be the franchise QB, be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore forever, and it wasn't that guy. It turned out to be Hurts.
But can't you adjust at some point? Because, Birdo, I'm going to be clear and honest with everybody. When they drafted Jalen, which is so ironic that I'm the one doing these shows now, but when they drafted Jalen Hurts, I sat there and said, I will never support this decision. You don't draft a backup quarterback with the second round mm-hmm. pick and blah, 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 blah. And I never understood it. I didn't see the plan. I didn't even think that he could reach the height that he did. But at some point, when he puts out there on the field, wins, 14 win seasons, 11, 14 win seasons, double digit again this year, Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl. At some point, what you thought about Carson Wentz, what you thought at the original time of him being drafted, should get thrown in the trash or thrown in the schuylkill.
Correct. And when it's all said and done, this will be my last point, then I'm going to shut up and listen. When it's all said and done, when the smoke clears out, when number one retires, he will be the greatest Eagle of all time. He will be. And there will be no arguing that. I mean, he's right there on the trajectory for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to accept it, but it's happening. He's what, 26 years old?
27.
Come on, man.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
He's coming.
No, I'm with you. And Birdo, thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I'm with you. I think at this point, clearly the trajectory's there. And there's something in my bones that's telling me this backstretch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, it's December football. See, when you're a winner, there's something different about December football. Once you start rolling into January, it gets cold. You can see the breath outside, you breathe, you can see the white air, snow. Maybe we get a snow game in Buffalo. I don't know, I'm not a weathersman. But
I thought Elliot was saying it could snow
right,
in Buffalo.
Right, could snow a little bit. That's when real football teams start to play their best ball. And maybe this team's best ball isn't what it was last year, which still could win a Super Bowl, by the way. You could be a tick below last year. You could be a couple ticks below last year and still have enough to win a Super Bowl. That's how dominant I thought last year's team was. But it's still in there. And there's something that screams they're going to pull out of that slump. They're already in the process and through the journey of doing that. And before you know it, bada bing, bada boom, we're going to be seeing Jalen throw 312 yards, three tutties, zero interceptions, and maybe 40 on the ground in a home game in a wild card matchup, maybe against San Fran. Everyone's going to be shaking in their boots all week long. They're going to say, I'm scared. Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, I'm nervous. This offense this, this offense that. And Jalen's going to go out there, and he's going to cook, and he's going to lead you to a divisional game, and he's going to take strides there. Oh, it's just, I can see it. I can see it, Luke. I can see it. I'm starting to cry.
Like I said earlier, I'm trying to. You might have to do the same thing. You might be 110% in. You might have to dial it back a bit just
what?
To see. Because think about it. How much higher can you get even if they beat the Bills? You can't get any higher than what you are right now. You got to reserve it because then if they beat the Bills and they look great against the Bills, well, then boom, that's where you get the 110%. And also, I do think a lot of anybody who has, you know, suspicions, and if they're doubting the team and on their Super Bowl run this year, if they do get on a Super Bowl run, if they don't think they can do that, I think those people are thinking too much about last year. I think people are looking at the schedule that they played and how well they played after the bye, only losing the one game against Kenny Pickett and then just crushing the Commanders and crushing the Chiefs. That was an all-time run, not just for the Eagles, for any team on their way to win the Super Bowl. How many other teams in NFL history have had that good of a post-bye stretch, especially with a week five bye? That was an all-time run that team went on. It's never going to happen again for the Eagles. It is never going to happen again. It didn't happen this year, but here's the thing. This team is still good enough to win the Super Bowl because of Jalen's play these last 2 weeks and because this defense might be even better than it was last year. It's crazy to say because that defense was one of the best Eagles defenses we've ever seen. This defense might be even better. So if you're worried about this team and their Super Bowl chances this year, take last year out of the equation and just look at the team now and look at the rest of the NFL right now. The best team in the league for most of the year has been the Broncos.
Yeah, come on.
Do you believe in Bo Nix and Sean Payton?
Hell no.
Eh, not
you
really.
Think this defense, if they were put in a situation, did they blow a 14-point lead, 17, 10, whatever it was off the top of my head, whatever it was.
Yeah.
This defense right now, the way they're clicking, they ain't giving up no double-digit lead to Bo Nix.
Yeah, this defense is not the same as the defense from September, even October.
No.
This is the November and December defense we're watching.
Right. Oh, dude, goosebumps again. The hair sticking up. I'm like The Rock when he comes out, smacking the forearm with the hair sticking up. Zach in Redding. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, how you doing, Bruce?
Good. How are you?
Good. First time caller, long time listener.
Wow. Thank you.
But definitely a Jalen lover here.
Smart man.
Yeah. I just wanted to call, kind of talk about like my first experience in Hurts, you know, that coming off the bench and that comeback win against Georgia. That was kind of like when I first kind of saw the magic of Jalen Hurts. And, you know, I haven't looked back since. And I think the problem we have is that a lot of people are just so focused on stats, you know, with fantasy football nowadays, and people are just like obsessed with, oh, the guy had 400 yards, you know, but all I've ever cared about is winning a Super Bowl, you know, so
sure.
As soon as I got that from him, that was all I needed.
Yeah, Zach, for example, right, the Dallas Cowboys, there's all these stats getting thrown around about Dak's numbers and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and on paper, whoop-de-damn-do, you had a lot of yards, but your team stinks and you're not in the playoffs. So I think it's so clear and obvious that your quarterback values winning, and sometimes it does hurt an A.J. Brown, and sometimes there are receivers that want numbers and this and that, and you got to find a way to marry that together and marry the winning and the we'll do anything to win more than individual stats. You have to find a way to make it one and collaborate, and it's not easy to do with big personalities, especially when some of these guys are looking for big contracts, and that can influence how much money they get paid down the road, and there's a lot of details surrounding it. But when you have Jalen setting the tone up front, that's where it begins, and then you got to kind of fall in line behind that. And so far, the Eagles have clearly done a good enough job of finding a way to let that marinate and be who the Eagles are, and that's why they've been so good at winning.
Yeah, and you know, when they lose, he gets all the blame, but when they win, you get it's the team. You know, it's like, how can you have it both ways? It's like all the blame, none of the credit. And you know, I just think, you know, when I look at him, it's like he has that championship DNA they talk about. You know, I almost see that like kind of with VJ Edgecombe a little bit. And that's what I want. You know, everyone was, oh, Ben Simmons, this tall guy. Like, I knew long ago he was never going to do anything, you know. And you got to see that in these people. I don't care what the stat sheet says. The intuitive thing that I see in these people, you can't see on paper. And I just wish people would value that a little bit more.
Yeah. No, it is in – and thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. I don't want to say indescribable, but sometimes it does feel it's indescribable. I'm not a wordsmith.
An indescribable feeling?
Sure.
That sounds right.
Sure.
I'm not a sayings guy.
Nah, we're sports guys.
Exactly.
We're manly men that love sports.
Football men.
Football guys. But yeah, no, there are a lot of things about Jalen that you can't look at a box score and see. And the Ben thing, I was a sucker. I thought maybe Ben defensively and that could work and the facilitating. By the way, did you see the big news?
Dude, big news on Ben Simmons.
Big news.
Almost at the breaking news sounder for it.
Is this guy now a professional fisherman?
I like how he said putting his NBA like career and hopes on hold. Like he made that decision.
Is he a pro fisherman now? He's
certainly trying to be. Trying to be a pro fisherman. Guy made, what, $168 million?
Which, by the way, sounds sick.
Yeah.
But just thinking about what was once being talked about with this guy. Now we're talking about fishing. Again, sick, but... Yeah, I had hopes that maybe that could work someday.
I did too. I did too.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, let's squeeze in Heavy here. What's going on, Heavy?
Yo, bro, it's
what up?
Good.
What up?
First off, I do want to say I appreciate Hurts for everything that he's done.
Okay.
Dude, he got the job done last year.
You sound so defeated saying this.
Well, bro, I just can't, you know, I can't sit here and say that, like, he hasn't regressed and that this isn't, you know, probably the worst season he's had since his rookie year. And, you know, the way the play looks on the field, it reflects that. I think the stats definitely reflect that. I mean, as of right now, it looks like, you know, the Eagles are probably going to have the toughest matchup in the first round. Looks like, you know, they might play the Rams. But I do think if they can get past the first round, I think the way the NFL is this year, you know, there isn't really any great teams. I do think they can, you know, probably make it all the way.
Well, let me ask you this, Heavy.
Let me
ask you this question. Do you feel it's possible that Jalen does go on a ride of two games or so that reflect an NFC Championship game, a Super Bowl last year, where he locks in and is sensational? Do you think even with all the negative games, because as a fan, he didn't have his best season, as you alluded to, but do you feel inside your heart that there is still a chance that he puts two, three games together where he looks like that crazy, sensational Jalen?
Yeah, I don't think it's
right.
I think it's certainly possible.
And that's important.
Yeah, I think it's certainly possible. He's played big in big games, and I think he can certainly do it this year. And the way the team is, I think the team is certainly good enough overall to support him in another playoff run. But I just can't sit here and say that. You know, that he's like having a great year. I mean, he's trying. I think he's really trying to become more of a passing quarterback. And now that he's not as big of a dual threat as he used to be, and his passing game isn't as great as it should be.
This doesn't sound like appreciation day.
You know, I think he's fallen. I think he's fallen back. I think
but what about
got,
the last
he's
2 weeks?
Got to try to rush a little more.
Last 2 weeks, rushing.
Yeah, I think he's doing better with it.
Okay.
I mean, but you know, as for the future with Jalen, I mean, if they get bounced in the playoffs, like what you don't think Howie Roseman might not draft a quarterback?
No, heavy. Not. I love you. I love you. Don't you dare think you're bringing that to me today.
Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
Heavy.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
How about our quarterback?
If they lose a playoff game this year, we'll have rightful discussion. We're not doing that. I'm very uncomfortable. I went from goosebumps and my hair sticking up to blood boiling within 3 minutes. Jalen's over here, cardboard cutout. That smile is no longer there. I got it, Jalen. 215-592-9494. It's the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Show Day. The second annual. We just had Spike Eskin on. We love Spike. Coming up next, we continue rocking your calls. I appreciate everybody's patience. A lot of people want to get in. Very popular day around here. And James Seltzer, known diehard Jalen guy, smart man, will share his thoughts. That's coming up next. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is perfect. This is perfect. This describes Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. It's the second annual. Mean mugging. Walking into the studio, ready to protect my quarterback. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? The crap I have to deal with for loving the Super Bowl MVP as much as I do? It's a disgrace. Pop that back up. There's a beat coming, isn't there? Beat drop. Welcome back. It's Broads with you. Filling in for the fellas. 215-592-9494. Unbelievable. The question we've been asking all day long. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? Oh, I mean, if I gave you my honest assessment, seriously, we'd have to do a 24-hour show, which I'm not opposed. If we go back-to-back, I may have to talk to the program director. And for the haters out there, if you do have genitals, you can call in and share your thoughts. Tough guys. All right? You want to run your mouth all day long about how much he stinks, how much this, how much that. 215-592-9494. Now, before we get to the people, we just spoke to Spike Eskin. We love Spike. We disagree. We love Spike. The next gentleman is a scholar, James Seltzer. What's up, James?
Broads! What up, pal?
Dude, let me tell you something. The last 2.5 hours, I've never smiled more in my entire life.
Including Spike Eskin being on? Because I'm surprised.
Yeah, and actually, I had Elliot in for an hour or two, and he was pushing buttons as well. So,
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing. Now you finally have brought on a true Jalen Hurts appreciator like yourself. Someone who loves and respects our Super Bowl MVP quarterback the way we should, that the type of guy that we've waited our whole lives to have as the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, can you imagine having someone, oh, the hardest worker, the guy who's the first one in, last guy out, you know, always going to work on what he's bad at, always going to get better, like all these things that's like Philadelphia to a T. oh, that guy's going to be our quarterback? Sure. Yeah. Cool. Let's not give him the credit he deserves.
This is radio.
It's a beautiful thing you're doing, bro. It's a beautiful thing you're doing.
This is radio. I hope Jack Fritz is somewhere listening to what me and you are about to explore.
I'm crying right now, thinking about Jalen holding up the Lombardi and just the dominance that Jalen has shown in his short time in the NFL.
Oh, it's amazing. All right, so I'll ask you what I've been asking the people, although you just referenced a lot. What do you love about Jalen Hurts?
I love everything. No, but look, there's, in all honesty, like so many things, obviously, you can point to and all that. But I think what I was referring to before is really the thing that I've always believed in Jalen, obviously to varying degrees has gone on. But like since the moment he got here and you know, we kind of saw what he was like and how he went about his business and all that. Like my whole thing with Jalen has always been like whatever 100% of him is in terms of his physical ability, his mental ability, whatever that is. And obviously it's pretty damn high considering, you know, he is physically super capable and all that stuff. But whatever it is, he's going to get it out of himself. Like he will get every drop of ability, of potential out of him because no one works harder. No one cares more. Like no one wants to be great more than this guy wants to be great. I keep going back. We had a Greg Bishop, a Sports Illustrated reporter on the morning show, or might have even been middays, in 2022 after that Super Bowl appearance, that off season. And I was hosting that day, and he was talking about doing a profile on Hurts, and he's done all of them, like Brady and Manning and Rodgers and back in the day, like Favre. He went through all these guys, and he's like, of all the quarterbacks I've ever talked to, he said only two said to me that they were defined by football. All the other guys were like, I love football, I'm great at it, but I'm defined by my family, or I'm defined by this or that. Tom Brady and Jalen Hurts. That's why I love Jalen Hurts.
Oh, dude, seriously, I can't even tell you the feelings that I'm feeling and the things that are happening to my body. Now, when I started the show, I mentioned Brian Dawkins, and I just feel that what Jalen has accomplished and what I project him to accomplish as well, because he's not even close to being finished yet, we should be talking about Jalen Hurts in the same way. And I'm not trying to, like, this is praise. This is praise. B-Dawk is one of the best ever. We love B-Dawk. Everyone loves B-Dawk. But I just feel we have a quarterback that everybody should love. And what we're all we want in our lives, James, is a quarterback that puts us in this position. And then when he's there, he plays elite on the biggest stage, and you don't have to wonder if he has the stones to do it or not, and we have that. So do you think it's crazy to say that we should be loving Jalen Hurts the way we love B-Dawk?
Well, of course it's not, and you made a great point. Like, we Donovan, who was a great quarterback, like, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but he's right there. There's an argument. He's a borderline guy, and he won a lot of playoff games over the years, like 9-10 playoff wins over the years. But because Donovan couldn't get over the hump in the biggest spots, didn't play his best in the biggest spots, like there's this like stigma attached to him historically where, and obviously the passive aggressive stuff and all that, but just as a quarterback, we always think of Donovan as the guy who couldn't get it done. Despite having this great career here in Philly, then now we've got the guy who gets it done, who is literally every time he's in the biggest of games, he plays his best football. And it seems like that doesn't make people happy either because he's not as consistent during the regular season or whatever the hell they want. Like, it makes no sense to me. I will say I do think that it's hard as the quarterback, just pure belovedness. Like, I think he should be. But I think, like, with Dawkins, I think it's more like the Jason Kelce BG thing where I think, you know, the personality combined with the great play in the Hall of Fame for the most part, you know, certainly with Kelce and BG a step below, but I think it's easier when you're not the quarterback and you're not under the scrutiny that comes with being the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, which, let's be honest, it's more scrutiny than any other athlete in the city, like by far. So I just think it's almost impossible as the quarterback of the Eagles to be like universally beloved in that way because people are so critical. But he absolutely should be. Of course he should.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I know it's your off day, but I got one more for you here.
Sure.
Be honest, you don't have to just give me the right answer on Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, but do you feel in your gut that they've turned the corner and Jalen's ready to clutch up in Buffalo and they're about to go on this run in the back half as they roll into the playoffs? Do you feel we're about to see something not exactly the way the NFC Championship came and the Super Bowl went, but enough where this team is ready to seriously do something and make real noise and the whole annoying, frustrating version of football may be behind us? Where do you stand moving forward?
So yes and no. Like, I think this team, to a certain degree, you know, it's really hard, I think, to go to the Super Bowl and turn it around and bring it back. Like, I think that they've, you know, look, even in 2018, you know, when they won the Super Bowl, we remember the Alshon drop and them, you know, being that catch away from maybe going to the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl and having a run again. But they were 9-7. They were 7-7. Anyway, 6-7. Even to make the playoffs, they had like a 4% chance. Like, and then they went on the run and remember it differently. You know, this team, I think, like they've been pretty good for a title defense team, you know, in terms of going to the Super Bowl and turning it around and staying healthy and finding a way through adversity in the season and picking it back up. But I think, like, you know, it's just the reality of, I think guys are beat up, and I think there's maybe a little less juice for the actual title than there was last year and all that, human-wise. Like, it's hard to have that same motivation every year. But I think that they are going to – like, I think they are one of, you know – you know, whatever you want to say, 7-8 teams that can win the Super Bowl, whatever that number is. Like, I think that it's wide open this year. I here's what I'm going to say. I think we're going to see a better version than we've seen. Like, I think they're going to be better offensively and better as a team than we have seen the last few weeks where everyone's freaking out and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But do I like, I don't know. I think they could win the Super Bowl, but I also think that they could, you know, run into a team that I think these games are going to be close, you know, and there could be a play that goes one way instead of another, a blocked field goal, that kind of decides it. But I think here's the thing. I think they absolutely can win the Super Bowl again. They probably won't. I'd say they won't. But I think there's a lot of people who look at this and are like, they ain't good enough. They can absolutely win the Super Bowl. With the way the field lays out and with the fact that, as we've talked about, it wouldn't be shocking at all to see them elevate in big spots. Yeah, they could absolutely win the Super Bowl. I just can't say I'm, like, expecting it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And it would just be so great for me and you if, after all the pain and suffering that we had to deal with after the Chargers game, and we get another Super Bowl, and he gets another MVP, and we get to come in here on a Monday. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
I can't puff my chest out far enough in that case. Like, you know, it's not possible to go far enough out.
I agree. James, you're the man, dude. I appreciate it. On your off day, too. I'm the bad guy that asked everybody to work on their off day.
No, it was a treat, dude. I'm honored. I'm honored you asked me. To honor our quarterback, I'm honored I got the opportunity.
That's right. Well, enjoy the next couple of days off, my friend.
All right, pal. See you soon.
All right. That was James Seltzer of The Morning Show. I'm just dipping my toes in other WIP personalities' brains, that's all. Let's get an update on our Twitter poll, and then we are going to get right back to your phone calls because everybody's been waiting nice and patiently. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on, only 2 shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open daily now through Christmas Eve. So the Twitter poll, I am baffled by these results, but again, this was on my own personal page, so I guess it does make sense. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts? Just simple. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts? 88% yes, 12% no. A little shocked by that. Okay, let's go to the people. Oh, this woman, she's a legend. Sharon. What's up, Sharon?
Oh, best day of the season, bro.
You were an icon last year. You set the bar very high last year. You made people cry. I don't know if you saw this, Sharon, but I reshared your call from last year as I promoted the program today, and it got a whole nother wave of love again.
I just saw it when I was on hold.
Yeah, yeah. People love Sharon.
Thank you for that.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, man, you said you've been waiting for this day since the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And me too.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm back. I have my notes in front of my face once again.
I love it. Go ahead.
Are you ready for Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, the sequel?
Of course.
All right, let's go, man. The 2025 season started with a satisfying sight. It's opening day. I'm at the link. My football team is about to play the Cowboys. And Jalen Hurts comes running out onto the field with that gold captain C on his chest. Something felt so right about that sight that our quarterback, who has led this team with grit and class in equal measure, who has fought blood, sweat, and tears to keep winning, who pulled off statistically one of the best overall performances by a quarterback in a Super Bowl ever, and who returned 2 years later to win Super Bowl MVP, now had the special nod of leadership to show for it, and he owned it. It felt so good. Now, that opening game went on to be a little bit ugly, but there's one thing that I think is for sure about it. Contrary to what critics like to say about Jalen Hurts, we won that particular game because of Jalen Hurts and what he brought to the table.
That's right.
Now, we have to be a little bit honest here, elephant in the room. There's been adversity this season, and probably more adversity than not when it comes to the offense. Jalen maybe hasn't had his best season of all time. But as Rocky Balboa once said, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And one thing you can never say about QB1 is that he gives up. Week in and week out, he has been at the center of a storm of noise from both outside and inside the organization. All the while, he is just trying to focus on improving his own game. And what does he do? He addresses the media with accountability and a level head. He never throws his organization under the bus, and he takes the field every single week with determination, resolve, and belief in himself and his team. At several turns of his career, not just his professional career, but before that as well, he has had to fight tooth and nail to succeed and to prove that he's exactly where he belongs, and he's never going to stop fighting. So where does that leave him? Well, he's now the first quarterback in NFL history to clinch four consecutive playoff berths under four different offensive coordinators, which is a really specific stat, but it's the perfect representation of Hurts' career, which is that no matter the chaos around him, he finds a way through. And not everyone can weather the Philly sports storm. We've seen it break talented athletes before, but Hurts stands strong. Now, lastly, Jalen Hurts has been an inspiration to me. I'm a competitive dancer, and when I'm getting ready to go out on the floor and give it my all, I think about having a Jalen Hurts mentality.
Wow.
When I think about who I want to be as a competitor, I want to be someone who puts her head down and works, who carries herself with class off the floor, who studies her mistakes and sincerely works to come back better, and who is obsessed with winning, but who loses with equal grace. And with all those things in mind, there's one person I'm inspired to emulate, and that's Jalen Hurts. He is leading this team during the most successful era of Eagles football to date. He is carving out his own unique definition of what it means to be a winner, and he's inspiring many of us. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, win or lose, I am proud to say that Jalen Hurts is my QB1.
Wow. I mean, just again, she nailed it again. That's hard to do. It's hard to follow up what she did last year with another phenomenal effort.
That was awesome.
That was incredible. I made jokes all day long, even though they're not jokes. It really happened that I had goosebumps about 2 minutes in. Yeah, I had to shiver down the back. You know what got me? Talking about being the competitor herself on the dance floor. Because I go back to my days when I was tying up the skates. None of this men's league crap where I'm lowering the shoulder and popping some guy who doesn't buckle his helmet. I'm talking about my real prime. All right, if I had Jalen as my quarterback back when I was in my prime of my hockey career, I probably could have made the NHL because of how inspiring he was.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. That's what the difference was if I look back. But, dude, that's what he means right there. Sharon. That's what he means to the great people of Philadelphia. And by the way, that's just the stuff that he does mentally, showing up, willing to put his all out there, let alone the actual winning on the field too. But I'm just saying there's two sides of this, right? The way you carry yourself, your mentality, your work ethic, the bumpy roads, the new offensive coordinators, how you handle that level of adversity. But what also makes him special is the insane amount of success while dealing with all that. It's not just dealing with it and then being okay while dealing with it. It's being phenomenal while dealing with it. And not anybody can do that. Not everybody can do that. Oh, there's Marcus Hayes coming in looking at my Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Marcus Hayes just checked in on my Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Well, it's really him. It's really him, but it's a cardboard cutout of Kyle Schwarber with Jalen's face plastered on it. But yeah, he's glorious. Look at that. That's a winner right there. That's a Super Bowl MVP. I can't wait for the day that he actually joins. One day. When we're in year 5 of Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Oh, all right, we only have one more hour left. Makes me sad. 215-592-9494. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? Oh, there's so many things that could go on forever. That's the question I'm asking you. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, your phone calls continue. And we have Luke's top five at five, which I have no idea what it is. That's all coming up next. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.